Jou oorwinning in Christus Radio. Basraak Web Radio.
Rubberhoofs is 'n trotse borg van Basraak Radio. Rubberhoofs is die betroubare naam in dakwaterdigting. Ons bekwame spanne waterdigtingskundiges spesialiseer in industriële en residensiële aanwending met selfvertroue gerigsteen deur ons 10 jaar produkwaarborg vir al jou waterdigtingsbehoeftes. Bel die betroubare naam in waterdigting by 087-094-8092. Of besoek ons webwerf by www.rubberhoofs.co.za.
Jy luister na Manne van die Woord Zoom byeenkoms op Basraak Web Radio.
Kom ons bid saam. Here, ons wil U loof en U prys, want U is goed. Here, ons staan in die vooraand van Paasnaweek, en Here, dis net vir ons om stil te word, want Here, daar het iemand baie groots vir ons gesterf. Iemand het gekom om ons te red, Here, uit modder uit, uit sonde uit, uit siekte uit, Here. U het gekom. U het gekom, dit staan geskrywe, dit is so, Here, dis bewys dat U het gesterf sodat ons kan lewe. Ag Here, ons wil vanmôre maar net soos ons is nakend na U toe kom, gebroke. Mense, Here, die vloek was op ons, Here, maar U het gekom. En ons wil U dankie sê. Dankie Here dat ons vanmôre net as boetas en sissies by mekaar kan kom en weer opnuut, maar net voor U kom staan en sê, Here, verander ons, help ons. Daar's 'n pad wat ons moet loop. Here, en ons ken nie die klippe wat voor ons lê nie, maar U weet alles. Dankie dat ons net vanmôre kan kom en sê, ons gee ons oor aan U. In hierdie gesprek vandag en dit wat ons wil doen, Here, ek bid dat niks ons sal keer van dit wat U vir ons beplan het in hierdie oggend nie. Here, ek bid dat die Satan nie sal kom steel wat U beplan het nie, Here. Daarom kom ons en ons maak ons harte oop en sê ons is ontvanklik. Kom seën ons, Here, dit wat U vir hierdie dag in gedagte vir ons gehad het. Bring dit, Here. Ons ontvang dit, Here, in die wonderlike naam van Jesus Christus. Amen en amen.
Goeiemôre almal. En almal op die Zoom en almal wat inkyk. God se Heilige Gees is klaar hier. Dit is vir my so voorreg. Baie dankie vir Andrew wat vir my genooi het vir oggend en weet dat die Heilige Gees van God is hier en die Gees van die Here het jou getrek met koorde van liefde. Hy het jou gestuur. He had an appointment with you this morning because it's a fresh word, so vars woord wat hy op jou gaan uitgiet vir oggend. Dis in Pinksterweek, dit maak my so opgewonde toe jy dit sê, Dawie, want Jesus het die prys vir ons betaal en ons moet hom eer en loof met ons lewens. Is dit nie so nie? Maar die Gees van die Here is hier en ek weet en ek ervaar dat hy al klaar begin werk en hy begin van persoon tot persoon beweeg en hy raak jou aan, hy weet wat jy nodig het vir oggend, dis hoekom hy jou gestuur het. So ek wil bid dat die Heilige Gees van God vaardig oor jou gees sal word, oor jou siel en jou liggaam, en dat hy jou omstandighede sal begin verander, want sy gees, waar sy gees is, is vryheid, my broer, en my sisters, as daar sisters is wat ingezoom is, waar die gees van die Here is, there is liberty, there is healing, there is power, supernatural power, to touch you, to heal and restore. Maar die Here het vir my die woord oopgebreek, en ek gaan hom eers welkom hier, die persoon van die Heilige Gees, wat saam met ons is. Soos wat u weet, toe Jesus opgevaar het na die hemel toe, hy het vir 33 jaar was hy op aarde, en vir 3 jaar het hy, he did signs, miracles and wonders only for 3 years. That was when the Holy Spirit came upon him. Toe die Gees van die Here op hom uitgestort is. Toe begin die Here Jesus in die laaste 3 jaar. He did signs, he did miracles and he did healings. En hy vaar op na die hemel, hy gaan sit aan die regterhand van God die Vader en hy stuur vir ons 'n persoon. En daardie persoon is vanmôre hier. En hy is 'n persoon met 'n persoonlikheid. En weet julle wat, he's no real than the person that's sitting next to you. We have to fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God. Weet Benny Hinn het dit gesê, en dit het my gees wakker gemaak, en ek het besef, Here, dis nie net 'n gees, dis 'n persoon wat saam met my is, wat daar is en vir jou en vir my gegee is, as 'n helper, your intercessor, your guide, your teacher. He is the source of business. Hy het gekom om jou te help in elke aspek van jou lewe. Maar kom, ek gaan hom eers welkom hier. Kom ons sê net vanoggend, kom ons sluit net ons oë. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can just welcome you in this place to uplift Jesus, to glorify Jesus. And we yield our spirits right now, Father, as we come to your throne room. Thank you for this mighty, mighty opportunity that we have to be in the presence of a God that created heaven and earth. We stand before your throne and ek bring elke een van hierdie manne, Here, en hulle families, Here, in die naam van Jesus voor u troon van genade. U weet, Here, hoekom hierdie manne vanoggend gekom het. U weet van elke een, Here, everyone who is tuned in on Zoom and whatever, God. I know that you have a plan and a purpose with this morning. You had an appointment with each one of us. Holy Spirit, come now. Cleanse each one of us. As we stand before your throne, Father, with the blood of Jesus Christ, of all our sins and unrighteousness, God, I pray that you will anoint our ears, that you will anoint our eyes, that we will see and arise, God, out of our comfort zones in this morning and move and be used by you because you want to use us, God, in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, we bind and we rebuke every demonic activity that comes against these people's lives, our lives, in Jesus' name. Devil, and I just warn you, you've been defeated and defamed. Back off in Jesus' name. You will flee away from us because we submit in relationship to God in this morning. Flee from us in Jesus' mighty name. You've been defeated, defamed by the blood of our Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blood, Lord, that washes us. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Move as you want to. Guide and teach me. Touch my mouth with a coal from the throne of God, the fire of God. Come now. Ignite a new fire in our brothers, in our sisters' lives, and their marriages, God, in their families, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Let's give God a praise. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for your mighty, mighty presence. There's going to be a mighty move of God. There's revivals all over. You can dit sien. En God wil jou gebruik. God wil nie die ou langs jou gebruik nie. Die Here wil jou gebruik in hierdie tyd. En baie keer dan kom ons en ons het hierdie excuses en ons sê, Here, nie, ek het nie die tyd nie. I haven't got the time to pray, but God is calling you today. Dis hoekom jy hier is. God roep jou nader aan hom, want God wil jou gebruik. He wants to use you, ek ervaar sy salving. I just feel his presence and his power with us. So I pray that God will just help us. You know what? The angel of the Lord went to Gideon in Judges 6. And I see he said these words. Now you must remember that Gideon was hiding in the wine press because he was hiding from the enemy. In a time of war. Now God sends the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is actually God himself. And he comes to Gideon and he says, remember, he's hiding from the enemy. He's timid. He's fearful. He's vol vrees. Daar kruip hy weg in the wine press. Hier kom die engel van die Here en hy sê vir hom. I greet you. The Lord is with you, mighty man of fearless courage. En ek dink ou Gideon het so rond gekyk. En hy het gesê, ek weet nie met wie hierdie persoon praat nie, but this is not me. You see, but God has placed something within each one of you that you and others don't even see. Others look as if you are insignificant. But God is breaking those limitations off your mind in this morning. And I proclaim, I decree right now that you will move from this place and you will go and impact your world and your family in the name of Jesus. Because there's a fire of the Holy Spirit in this place that's just going to touch you. That's why you're here. And God will reward you for being faithful, my brother. Anybody who is tuned in, God will reward you in this morning. Because he says, I will reward those who diligently seek me, who pay the price. You came out early this morning. You tuned in early this morning. But God sees that and He will reward you. Because He loves you. You belong to Him. He made you with a plan and a purpose. And He loves you so much. And here comes and old Gideon says to him, no. He says, you know, I can't do anything. I am the poorest of my family is the poorest. Oh God, I cannot really spend time. I haven't got the time. Do you hear all our excuses? And where is God? He asks the angel. He says, waar is die engel? Waar is die Here in hierdie saak? Baie keer as ons Here, as ons kyk na ons land, so says, waar is God in hierdie saak? But God is still in control. But we have to bring heaven down to earth by praying. Die Here roep u om te bid meer as ooit van tevore. I see it in the prayer, the Father's prayer, when Jesus taught them how to pray. Say, let your kingdom come. Your will be done as it is in heaven. Let it be done on earth. En weet jy wat die Here het, He called you. He placed you on earth to rule and reign. Jesus is in heaven with the Father. He has given you a helper to rule and reign. So anything that you will bind on this earth, that's your keys to rule and reign in your circumstances, in the country, in everything that you're going through. You're not supposed to go through that. There's an enemy, but he's defeated and defanged by the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't fear him. He fears Jesus within you. He's underneath your feet. You have to take authority and say, I bind you and I rebuke you. You will not come against my family. You will not come against me because Jesus paid the price. Jesus is within you. God lives within you. There is resurrection power and the enemy feared this morning as you were coming and tuning in. God loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for you, let me tell you. And God is just going to bless you. And I'm telling you, this was in a time of war. What is the war in your life, my brother? What are you going through that the enemy has brought against you, my brother, my sister? What has he got? I wrote a few things down as the Holy Spirit was just saying to me. Fear, is it fear of the future? When we look around you, you see, God, what's going to happen? But God says the plans that I have not had. That I have for you are good plans to prosper you and not for evil. Vir voorspoed, nie vir teëspoed nie. Hy sê 'n hoopvolle toekoms. Maar as 'n plek, waar ons moet inbeweeg, en dis die teenwoordigheid van die Here. Jy moet tyd maak, my boetie en my sussie, om in God se teenwoordigheid te kom. Because God, there are some things that God wants to show you. He wants to impact you. You become like the people, and like the person you spend time with. Baie van julle is baie jare getroud. Ons is 42 jaar getroud. Daar wie julle, dis ook lang getrouw. En of iemand nog wat my wil sê, hoe lang is jylle getrouw, ja? 38 en jylle, ja? Jo, dis lange jare. You become like the person you spend time with. Ons begin al dink soos mekaar, is dit nie so nie? Ja, die persoon sê, jou maat sê iets, en dan jy dit al gedink. Why? Because you become like the people you spend time with. And God wants to impact your life, but you have to get into the presence of God. And as I was spending time recovering from my hip replacement, God just taught me, and it was very frustrating to be in a house for 5 weeks. And I was moaning and groaning, and my son, who's a psychologist, he said, Mom, I think you've got cabin fever. Because I was very, very, I was, you know, ek was bietjie kwaai hoor. Ek was aanhoudend bly hoor. But you know, God forgives. He is faithful when we ask for forgiveness. He just forgives us. But be quick to repent. You know, be quick to repent. And there God just spoke to me about spending time. And he said to me, 5 minutes, my brothers and my sisters, God is not satisfied with that 5 minutes that you're spending in the morning, maybe in the car. God wants your whole life. He says, seek me. He says, seek me. Soek my. He says, spend time with me. Seek first the kingdom of God and all the other things will be added unto you. Draw near to me, God says, and I will draw near to you. Daar waar hy sê, soek eers die koninkryk, hy sê, and if you seek my face, you will find me, says God. God will reveal himself to you in a powerful way. He says, I will release you out of your captivity. The devil has no right over your life. But we have to arise as out of your comfort zone, out of making excuses, out of saying, God, I cannot do this. You can do all things because Christ lives within you. And there's a powerful Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. Do you have a fear of lack? Just test yourself this morning because we're going to ask God to break this. It has to go. It has no right in your life. God has a plan and a purpose with you. You are a mighty creation of the living God. He made you with a plan and a purpose. There's no one that can fulfill your purpose. There's niemand that in your plek kan staan in my boete. There are gifts and abilities that God has laid in each one of you that you have to go and impact your life, impact your family with, and wherever you move, and at your workplace. But it starts with prayer. What have you got? Fear of lack. Fear of man, and God spoke to me, there's somebody who's going through something with somebody that is either intimidating you or what, I don't know, at the workplace or wherever, but you know what God said in Hebrews 11, he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you, and then he says, and I will confidently, I say that on behalf of each one of you, myself as well, I will confidently and fearlessly say, God, I will not fear. What can man do to me? As I was praying in the morning, God just confirmed this. You must not fear man because you bring a curse over yourself. Once again, I want to tell you, forgive that person. Give that person to the Lord. Start praying that God blesses that person. You'll see how it comes back. That blessing will come back. But don't speak negative. We must stop speaking negative. Speak the word of God. That is so important. Do you have depression? Are you sitting in anxiety? Be anxious for nothing, says the Lord, but in everything by prayer. Prayer means ask and it will be given you. God always answers prayer. I know that. What do you have? Which of us, sir? Okay. Sir? Okay. Well, I rose a bit here. Okay. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Prayer means ask and it will be given you. And petition. Petition means definite requests. With thanksgiving, never forget to praise God when you have prayed. That's my whole theme is the power of prayer and of praise. And you know what? What's it now? Okay, be anxious for nothing. That word means definite requests. Petition means definite requests. In other words, there are 38,000, listen, promises that Jesus has already fulfilled on the cross of Calvary. 38,000 in the Old and the New Testament. There's some scripture about your situation that you need to start declaring over that circumstances of yours. If you have lack, God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, I am healed. And you don't know that, but the word of God says that the word of God will not return to God void when you speak it, but it will go out and it will accomplish like a missile that to which it is sent. It will be done because the word of God has already been spoken. It is in the airwaves. So God wants to encourage you to speak his word over your circumstances because the missile that's going out will change your circumstance. The devil fears the word of God in you. Start declaring and proclaiming it. Stop memorizing it. I don't memorize. I just said, God, I cannot memorize. So I take the word and I start prophesying from Psalm 91. I sit in the presence and make it personal. I sit in the presence of the mighty God, and God, you will overshadow me with your presence, and thank you, God. I am safe. Stop declaring the word of God. Are you stressed? I think many people are stressed in this day. Remember, the plans that God have for you and your family are good plans, but they have to be prayed out. You must daily come before God and say, God, the plans that you have for us are good and wonderful plans. Thank you, Father. I worship you and I stop praising God. That is my theme. There's power in prayer, mighty power. But when you start praising Jesus, when you start saying, thank you, Lord, God moves himself suddenly at the moment in Jesus' mighty name. Is that good? No. Okay. Now, strife, spirit of strife and unforgiveness. And I want to encourage you to be quick to forgive, especially in the marriage, brothers and sisters. You know what? The enemy comes with a spirit of strife. And he will come again. Why? Because one sets 1,000 demons to flight, but two sets 10,000 demons to flight. Me and my husband, as soon as the enemy starts to stirring strife, we do is we take hands, we forgive one another immediately, because the devil hates it. But the spirit of unforgiveness will keep you in a cage. You must hear me today. You must deal with unforgiveness today, because the people that hurt you has forgotten about you. They don't even think that they've stolen from you. We've gone that route. We've lost everything because of brothers. But we're forgiven because God says, just move forward because I'm dealing with them because I love them as well. But I have to change them as I'm changing you. So we have to say, God, I forgive the people. It's difficult, but you cannot live in the past and go into the future, because you're going to lose out. You're going to walk against something looking like this. So God is urging you. I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit about this. You have to let go of the past, my brother. You know what? And I just want to tell you about the power of agreement. A power of agreement. Years ago, the church that we were in, they were paying out all the pensions, of the pastors those years. And that was many years ago. But this is one of the most powerful, and God is urging me, Holy Spirit is reminding me right now to just bring it to you. And we were praying and we said, God, and we didn't have food on our table those years, that specific October. And the church let us know that they were going to pay all the pastors, 1,500 pastors of that church, specific church, they were going to pay out our pensions. So ours, those years, was about 90,000. It was many years ago. But we didn't have food on our table. So God said, tithing and offering. Some people say it's Old Testament. Let me tell you, the Old and the New Testament are quite it's God's. It's God. He didn't say nullify the Old Testament. And we give because we are tithers. I give a tithe and him as well. So, but give more and seed. Look for ways that you can bless the poor and that you can bless people. But listen to the Holy Spirit. Let him teach you. And me and Steve was just agreeing for many years. We've done that and it's been wonderful now again a week ago. And we took hands and we took our tithes. We said, God, we don't even have food to eat. And we put our hands together. We said, but God bless, because your word says, I will open up the heavens, the windows of heaven, and I will pour out a blessing so great that you will not have room enough to receive it. He says, give and it will be given unto God. What does that give? God has been teaching me these things while I was in his presence that 5 weeks. Give to God. That's what the word says. Many people say, oh, I don't want to give to the church. You have to give to the church. You have to give to God. You have to, because when God touches your heart, he will touch your purse. Because he will touch you. He wants to change you. And you know what? Our pension was going to be paid out according to our surname. You know, F was in about, I would say, May, April, May, because of the 1,500 pastors. And I'm telling you, January, we didn't even have cake. We weren't even going to have cake for his birthday. And a day before his birthday, the 18th, guy from the bank phoned us, and he said to us, Pastor Steve, there's a big amount in your account. And he said, how much? He said, 90,000 rand. And he quickly phoned the head office because our pension was only going to be paid out in that March or April or May, you know. And she said, I'm sorry, Pastor Steve. I'm the only one that can pay this pension out. And I have no knowledge who paid your pension in. I am the only one that have access to those funds as well. God paid that in for us because we went into agreement. There's power in agreement with your wife, my brother. Get somebody. And if you are single, you know what I say to the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, you are a person. So, and I love him. I speak to him like I do with my husband because he's real. He's a person. And he knows everything about you, but he's come to show you what Jesus has done for you. And I would say to him, Holy Spirit, I need agreement. Because where two or more agree about anything on this earth, actually two agree, says the word in Matthew 18. He says, it shall be done. Whether you pray, he says, everything and anything. When you agree about anything or everything, in agreement, where two agree, he says, it shall be done by my Father in heaven, says Jesus. Your wife is your best business partner. That's why God gave it to you. There is power in your agreement. If you are hurting her and cursing her, just stop doing it because the Holy Spirit is there. He wants, he's teaching, he wants to teach you how to love your wife. He wants the wives to teach. He wants to teach the wives how to be wonderful wives to their husbands and pray for their husbands. Ladies, if you are tuned in somewhere, I want to urge you to pray for your husband. Don't discuss him with people. Just love him. Love him. And husbands, love your wife. And you will see how God just binds you together. There is power in agreement. You know, Jesus came that we might have life and life in abundance. John 10:10. And then he says in 1 John, Jesus came to destroy these things like strife and unforgiveness and whatever is coming against your life. Jesus came that we might have life, but he says Jesus came to destroy. That word destroy means to break into pieces the works of the enemy. And now he's gone to be with the Father. Now he says, now so sent I you. God is calling you. He's going to heal and restore you. And in this morning, he's calling you closer to him because he wants to use you in a powerful way. No, you're not insignificant. You are wonderful and powerful. Maybe you're battling addiction. Maybe there's alcohol that you and drugs or whatever. People are bound because people are stressed and they're fearful of the future. But you know what? The devil will kill you before your time. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to Jesus Christ. He's bought you with his blood. And he has a plan and a purpose for you. And he loves you. He loves you so much. Maybe you have marriage problems. Pastor Steve is a counselor and a psychologist. And so he will help if you need to contact him. I agree. I asked Andrew whether that's okay. We're also going to have a session one morning where we're going to have the ladies and the husbands and the wives, and we're going to help you and we're going to pray with you. We're going to bind the works of the enemy because we know the power that is in unity. And that's how the enemy comes. But you know what? Work against that spirit of strife. Immediately forgive. And love, love, love. Okay. So financial problems, 38,000 problems, 38,000 promises for your problems. You know what? And what I wanted to say about that 38, when you ask petitions, he says, when you pray, ask. Petitions means tell God exactly what you want. Exactly. That's what Yonki Cho says as well. You know what? There's 38,000 promises. You can't say, God, just bless me. And he'll say, okay, which one of the 38,000 would you like? Okay, so get yourself some promises. It's quite funny, but you know what? That's how God works, eh? And nothing is impossible for your God. Nothing is impossible. And no word that God has spoken over your life is void of fulfillment or impossible. Nothing. So if you ask in the name of Jesus, Father, heal me, restore me, Father, provide for me. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is Jehovah Nissi, your banner. He's your protection. And he has angels. There's angels all around here. Yeah? Mighty angels that protect us. So God says nothing is impossible. And the Holy Spirit is just moving in this. So here was old Gideon, and he was full of excuses and blaming others. Where is God? And then something happened to him. Verse 34 says, while he was making these excuses, all of a sudden he knew God was speaking to him. Listen, God is today speaking to you through this message. That's why God sent me. To bring you the message that God is calling you out of your comfort zone, to launch you, to use you in a powerful way. And the moment that verse 34 says, and the Holy Spirit of God clothed Gideon with himself, and he possessed him. To possess means to enter into and to control. Have you seen possessed people? Have you ever seen possessed people? It's terrible. But we have to be full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit, by getting into the presence of God, by praying, by getting into the Word of God, by fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit of God. He wants a relationship with you. He's your daddy. He cares for you. He loves you. He made you so unique and so wonderful, and He has plans for you. You have a divine purpose. I said that there's such an anointing upon your life, my brother. What is your name again?
Walter.
In Jesus' name, Here I will bid for Walter. Here, dit wat if my was, a mighty anointing, and such, here, so a begeerte na meer van u. In die Heilige Gees, ek wil bid dat u hom sal intrek in u heerlikheid meer as ooit van tevore. In die naam van Jesus, ek sê dankie dat u hand is zwaar op hierdie man, here. En ek wil bid, here, dat u binnen hierdie volgende week vir hom sal bonatuurlik, Heere, onderneem in iets waarvoor hy vir u vertrou in Jesus naam. Maar salf hom, ek sien hoe die Heere by jou staan, en hy salf jou. Ek sien olie word op jou uitgegiet, in die naam van Jesus, die krag van die Heilige Gees is op jou, my boetie. In Jesus naam, ek bid, Heere, ek bid het vir elke man, wat hier is, vir elke vrou, Heere, allemaal wat op Zoom ingeskakel is, in die naam van Jesus. Dankie, Heere, there's a new move, there's change that is coming, in die naam van Jesus. Now will I for you say he empowered, so the Holy Spirit came upon him. And now listen, I say, and you shall, and we'll go to Jesus up now say Father to say, and you shall receive, say for the disciples, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall receive efficiency, you shall receive ability, you shall receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit when the Spirit of God comes upon you. So they waited and they prayed. It starts with prayer. And to store the Here sy gees uit. Maar luister, wat ek vir jou wil sê is, you have the Holy Spirit in you. He's already been poured into your life. You have received the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit when you were saved, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved you. He came to live within you. You are a carrier. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit, of the living God. And he wants to teach you how to worship God. He wants to teach you how to make money. Because he's the source. God is your source, not a man. Man is only a channel. He said to me, this verse I must give to you. He says, and I am the one who gives you the power, the ideas, and the ability, the creative ideas to make wealth. To generate wealth. He says, but when you are wealthy, do not forget the Lord your God. I'm saying this to somebody because God is going to bless you in abundance and he's going to use you to be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. But always remember that God is your only source in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, so you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me quick. I think I'm just moving in. And I just said this morning, Psalm 139 says that God loves you so very much. He made you with a plan and a purpose. He made you unique. There is no one on earth like you. Did you know that? You are the only one of your kind among 6 billion people. 7 billion now. Wow. That's growing. 7 billion people on this earth. You're the only one with the voice that you have. You're the only one with the fingerprints that you have. And God made you just as you are. Your eyes, your ears, your body, your skin color, you're beautiful. We are all beautiful in God's sight. We belong to Him. He is our Abba Daddy. Oh, excuse me. Ek sal maar kyk vir hom. Dis met my cordless. Sorry, Ella. So, you are not an accident, did you know that? And whether you were born in wedlock or out of wedlock, doesn't matter. God just used your parents to get you on this earth. That's it. And then God will be your guide and your teacher. And He loves you. And God plays you. He said here this morning, he spoke to me, he said, that if you, there's a book on your life that was written by God. In the beginning, listen to this. This will be mind-blowing. You were in God's mind before the foundations of the earth was laid. How old are you? This is only an earth suit. That's what the Word of God in Ephesians 2 says. You in God's mind. He wrote a book about your life of success. The plans that I have for you are good plans to prosper you. What plans, Lord? What the eye has not seen. What your ear has not heard. What has not come up in your mind. God has prepared for you who serve Him, who love Him, who reverence Him, who spend time with Him. He wants to bless you. There's blessings that wait for you in the presence of the living God. And maybe you're saying today, He says, and I put it here, I preached on it yesterday, on Sunday at our church. The people were so impacted because this is the word. It's a fresh word for you today as well. He says, I don't fit in. You might say, no, you were not supposed to fit in. You are set apart for God's use. You've got a divine purpose and plan. And hear me, God will not allow any man or any devil to keep you out of that which God has created you for. You are a mighty and a wonderful creation of God. And He loves you. I hate you, leave my booty. You're special. You're special and unique for the era. Don't fit in. I'm not significant. No. You are significant because Jesus died for you. You are a powerful creation of the living God. Listen, I don't have any degrees. It doesn't matter if you haven't got degrees. I have no education. It doesn't matter because God's favor, if God's favor is on you, you've got man's favor as well. God will connect you to the right people and He will make you successful. Because that's God's mind. He doesn't want you to suffer. The devil wants you to suffer, but he's under your foot. You must become aggressive towards the enemy and say, no more in Jesus' name. You will not touch my marriage. You will not touch my finances. You will not touch my life. You will not touch my body in Jesus' mighty name. I stand here as a testimony. There are many times when I was dying, but I got up again. And they put food tubes in me. And I said to Pastor Steve, I need a Steers burger and chips. And he said, no, I have to mince this stuff. I said, no, I know that God, you have to speak what God has said about you. By His stripes, you are healed. And then he said, no, I cannot. It'll kill you. And I said, I need a Steers burger and chips. And you know what? That was when I came out of the hospital after 6 weeks. I had this tube. I can't eat everything. Took me for the Steers burger and chips. I ate it all. I never used that food tube. I was eating and I'm eating up till now. And that's why I look like I look. And let me tell you something about that education thing. Let me tell you, you don't need a degree. Smith Wigglesworth couldn't even read and write. He was just available to God, my brother. God loves you. God's got a special plan and purpose with you. And you know it as well. I can see it. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you bless him in abundance. Smith Wigglesworth. Richard Branson. I don't know even if he, I don't think he knows God, but if we finished with him praying for him, he will serve God. He's the rich, one of the richest men in the whole world. Did you know that he's dyslexic? Cannot read or write. You see? But he's a very rich man. There's a gift that God has placed within him. He must just now discover God. Smith Wigglesworth, mighty man of God. And when he would move with the Holy Spirit filled with the Word of God, he would take somebody to a shoe shop. And he would say, God said, take him to a shoe shop. And this guy had a stump on the one leg. And he said, take him to the shoe shop and you go and buy him a pair of shoes. And when he came in there, he believed God. See, God is not, he's not human. He's a supernatural God with supernatural abilities. And when he speaks to you, you have to be crazy with your faith. And you know what happened? He went into the shoe shop and the assistant was laughing. You know? But when God moves, and he said, just put that pair of shoes under his feet, and out of that stump grew a perfect leg and a perfect foot. Not 6 weeks later, immediately. That happened. That's the God that's within you, that wants to use you. Are you available? Are you yielded? Is your life right with Christ? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you going to move into seeking Him daily where you can be empowered by Him in Jesus' mighty name? Because He loves you. He sent you here this morning because there's something that is going to, some people that is going to impact with you. God's favor is within you. I'm just landing. There's a price to pay. I said that this morning. Seek first the kingdom of God, not money. You can lose money. You can lose your job. But when you have God, He will look after you. He is a daddy. Seek first. Draw near to God. As I said, 5 minutes a day is not on for God. That's what He said to me. He's not satisfied with 5 minutes in the morning. He says, go into your closet, close your door, and the Father, your Father who is in the unseen, will reward you when He sees you praying and calling upon Him in secret. God hears prayer. When you pray for your wife and your children and your grandchildren, He hears it. When you ask Him, Father, I have financial need, get yourself a scripture and say, Father, I bring this finance, make me supernaturally debt-free in the name of Jesus. You can't say that, because what you say is what you get, my brother and sister. If you say, oh, I won't be able to pay my debts, you're going to get just what you say, because there's power in your words. You are a supernatural spirit in a body, just for a time, and then you're going back to God. Just be sure that you are right with God. And now, God always answers prayer. The plan for South Africa is, of course, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Let's start, brothers and sisters. Humble means to bow the knee and to spend time with God. He says, if they will seek me and I will be found, says God. And if they will seek my face as a necessity, He says, and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways means to stop sinning. Stop doing that thing and get help if you have addictions. If you're battling with something, get to somebody who can help you. Get to Pastor Steve. Get to Pastor Darby. Get to people that can help you. God wants to set you free, and then He wants to use you in a powerful, wonderful way. For God always answers prayer, not maybe. Ask, and it will be given you, says God. Whatever you ask for, and when you pray, God says, whatever things you ask for, ask big, and God will help you, and He will do it. If it's for the kingdom, if it's for the expansion of the kingdom, But God does it. Lack and poverty is the devil's work. In Jesus' name. We're going to bind it just now. In Jesus' name. We're not going to tolerate the enemy's nonsense anymore. You are much. And whether we're young or old, I'm telling you, it's your time. It's your time, says God. God says, I'm going to move through you like never before. If you trust me. Trust me. Submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Out of relationship, he will flee away from you. And when he tampers with your finances, you say, in Jesus' name, Jesus died to destroy the spirit of lack and poverty, of premature death, and of sickness. He came. But tell the devil that you will not tamper with me. You will flee away from me. Don't fear him. He fears you. Fears the spirit of God within you. I'm just landing now. Pray. God always answers prayer. And then gebed bring engele. Petrus in die tronk is. Toe stuur die Here 'n engel. Daai engel gaan haal hom uit tussen 16 soldate. Hy moes hom net op so nudge om hom wakker te kry. But he was going to be executed the next day. Hulle sou hom tereggestel het daai volgende dag. Maar hy slaap ou Petrus because he knew his God. Hier kom 'n engel, nou moet hom wakker stamp. En hy lei hom daar uit sonder dat enige iemand, without anybody knowing that he's gone. So now, the church was unceasingly praying for him. Oh God, Lord, set Peter free in Jesus' name. And he gets to the prayer meeting and they don't want to let him in. They think he's a ghost. The moral of the story, when you pray, expect God to answer. Watch out for the answers. Thank you, God, when they strive. Father, thank you that you touched my wife's heart, that you will forgive me for that thing that I said. And wifey, you do that same. And you know what? The children that come, sometimes they just speak such nonsense. Or we do counseling a lot. And some children are rebellious. You know what? Pray for your children if they are wayward. Pray for your grandchildren. Cover them in any way with the blood of Jesus before you go out of the house. Say, Father, protect if your wife and your children is in your house. You know, anoint her. And say, God, protect us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, surround us with your angels. Start speaking the word of God. You need the protection of God in these times. Somebody had an accident now over the weekend. But you know what? The thing is, you should have seen that car. They only came out with a few fractures. Why? Because there was prayer. Prayer brings angels, but praise with prayer. Once you've prayed, get up from your knees and say, Oh, Father, I worship you. I honor you, God, for your answering my prayer. God, nothing is impossible for you. God, you can do far over and above all that I think, that I ask or pray. The word says, dare ask. Ask God and ask God big and say thank you. Start saying thank you. You're not done when you've prayed, my brother and sister. That's a big secret. God comes into that circumstances yourself. Did you know that? Like with Paul and Silas. They prayed, but the moment they started praising, there was an earthquake. We've been in Israel quite a few times. And we went to the site where that boulders fell into one another. We saw it. It happened. When God comes into your situation, there will be an earthquake. But you have to start praying and praising God. That's the whole thing. Your prayer is the cake. Your praise after that is the cherry on the cake. So I actually want to just end here. But I want to say this is what God is saying. My brothers, God wants to use you in a powerful way. God wants to directly come into your circumstance. And what God is doing for others and what God did for the disciples in the book of Acts, he wants to do for you. But I just want you now to, whatever you are battling for with, it's over. God said to me this morning, this is your day of deliverance and breakthrough. But you have to repent You have to come in repentance and say, God, forgive us. You have to forgive people today. And you have to let go of that thing, even though it's hard. We lost millions, asked Darby. We lost a big church with millions because we did not listen really to the Holy Spirit. And people came and they took it away. And we were on the street. So God had to build up everything. And now we've got a new church. And we're building that church. And then the enemy comes and he sends a flood. And now we've been starting to take authority over the floods in Jesus' name. Because we have to rule and reign on this earth, my brother. In Jesus' name. God says don't tolerate what the enemy has done against you. And I want you to just close your eyes. Would you stand on your feet for me, please? Thank you, Lord. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Father. There is none like you. There is none like you. Thank you, Father, for moving in a powerful way. Thank you from person to person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you flow from the back to the front. Holy Spirit, touch you and restore in Jesus' name. Deliver. Thank you, Lord, that you are imparting blessings. Thank you that you are imparting deliverance in a mighty way. Thank you, God, that we've come at a crossroad. Here also by a Christ, but no, and in name from Jesus. And if there's anything that you have now got to repent before, because God is in this place and God is going to set you free. You don't have to stay where you are. God is going to help you from this day forth. You're going to see how God is going to move through you. He wants to use you what he first wants to set you free. So where you are right now, just close your eyes and say, Father, I battle with this. Can I pray this for you? Pray this with me, please. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. You know my battle, but I hand it to you right now. I yield my life to you, Lord. I ask that you will wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you live in me. Teach and guide me. Help me. Father, pour out your anointing upon me right now. I receive it in Jesus' name. Devil, you're under my foot. I take authority over you. I will not listen to you anymore. I belong to Jesus. When you see me, they see the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, worship you. Now I just want to ask you, and I know this is a step of faith. I just want every brother to just stand about 3 or 4 steps to the front as an act of faith. That you're moving out of the old into the new. Would you do that? Even if you have to just move your chair 4 steps to the front. Do you feel the release in Jesus' mighty name? Thank you for the anointing that's coming. I want my husband to just stand with me, please, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your powerful Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Just keep your eyes closed because God has not stopped working in Jesus' mighty name. I worship you, Father. I worship you. I honor and I glorify you.
Net waar jy is, ek glo dat die Here vanmôre jou ook wil vrymaak van enige beperkinge wat op jou lewe geplaas is, of jy het self plaas,
ja,
en of ander, en of duivel het op jou lewe geplaas het. Ek voel dat God wil daai beperking ophef, soos in Gideon se lewe, en dat God jou in 'n nuwe fase wil inlei. So, ek wil vir jou bid daarvoor, waar jy ook al is. Vader, ek wil dankie sê dat ek weet dat U, Here, elke beperking wat op ons lewe is, oplig en ophef en uitkanselleer. En dat die manne en vroue, Here, in 'n nuwe fase en 'n nuwe seisoen inlei, want dit voel ek in my hart, dat U wil iets nuuts doen in ons lewe en dis waartoe ons geroep word, dat U die nuwe ding kan aktiveer en ek bid dit in Jesus naam.
Jesus. Heer. Ja, I just want to first do something. Just keep your eyes closed. Hoeveel tyd het ek nog? Father, I come and I bind a spirit of depression that I feel in Jesus' mighty name. You will back off, enemy. You will flee from that person in the name of Jesus. You spirit of lack and poverty, you've been defeated by Jesus. You spirit of stress and anxiety, In Jesus' name, I see the word alcohol. If the enemy has hooked you with alcohol, it's broken by the blood of Jesus. I take authority over it. Father, the strife in marriages, we bind it and we rebuke it in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, you will flee away from the marriages. I cover the marriages with the blood of Jesus Christ. Give the partners a love, a new life for one another in Jesus' name. A love for one another in Jesus' mighty name. Bitterness, go. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. We break you with the anointing that we feel right now in Jesus' name. And Here ons kom nou en ons lê ons hande, Here onsse God. Ek wil vra, as daar van die manne is wat saam met pastoor stuur, julle hande op hierdie boksie kom lê, dis versoeke. En vir julle wat ingezoom het ook, ek, waar julle is, hou net julle ou papiertjies op, na die Here toe, ons gaan God vertrou, want die woord sê waar twee op die aarde saam, en ons is baie, is daar nog wat wil kom saam, wat hier gebeur is, if you put your hands on this, come my brother, it becomes a seed for your own miracle. Come, stretch out your hand. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And Father, I bind and I rebuke every onslaught of the enemy against people's bodies, against their finances, against their marriage. In Jesus' name, that's represented, Lord, in this little box. In Jesus' name, the people that are zoomed in. Father, as they are holding those pieces of paper up to you, Father, we cry out for your help. Your word says, call on me in the day of your trouble. I will help you and you must praise me. So, Father, thank you for breakthrough. And devil, you are bound by the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority over you. Thank you, Jesus, that you work from this day forth. You bring change in this prayer requests. In Jesus' name. Father, we speak healing. I think of our brother that we heard of that has cancer. We command you, cancer, to shrivel up and die. In Jesus' mighty name. You have no right in that body. He belongs to Jesus Christ. He's washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. So back off in Jesus' name. So Father, thank you that you intervene. Lord, I think of Elmarie Itteman. In Jesus' name. Lord, that fibromyalgia. And I think about that depression. I bind you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. We worship you, Father, for mighty breakthrough. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for a mighty move of your spirit through my brother in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, you bless him. Thank you that you're blessed. Now I want you to each one dat julle nou voor ons uit mekaar het gaan, julle hande op mekaar sal hê, en net vinnig, net so in 'n paar reeltjies, mekaar net sal sien, miskien met die Jabes gebed. Oh God, bless us, bless us, bless us, let me bless you, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that I see your anointing power upon this man. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, you have chosen him. He is a chosen instrument. I see that. I see that God has chosen you for something specific. In Jesus' name, move in it. Get into the prayer closet, my brother, because God wants to share some secrets. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus, you have to impact thousands. Thousands, you will hear me, and you will come back to me and testify in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rubber Roofs is 'n trotse borg van Basraak Radio. Rubber Roofs is die betroubare naam in dakwaterdigting. Ons bekwame spanne waterdigtingskundiges spesialiseer in industriële en residensiële aanwending met selfvertroue gerigsteen deur ons 10 jaar produkwaarborg vir al jou waterdigtingsbehoeftes. Bel die betroubare naam in waterdigting by 087-094-8092. Of besoek ons webwerf by www.rubberroofs.co.za. Basraak, jy kan enige uitdaging of bekommernis in jou lewe basraak. Basraak. Jou oorwinning in Christus Radio. Basraak Web Radio.